Parsha Kitavo begins with the mitzvah of Bikurim. So the mitzvah of Bikurim, both in the Sefer HaMitzvah and the Sefer HaChinuch, is actually listed as two mitzvah. One is the mitzvah to bring your first fruits, and one is a mitzvah to recite something when you bring your first fruits. Refer to that as Mikra Bikurim. So the pasuk tells us about the kohen shirim meimba marta elav. You got to, you know, there's this whole thing you have to say. We're actually familiar with some of it because it's the focus of our Pesach Seder. The whole Arami Oved Avi that we recited the Pesach Seder. That's where the text comes from. Marta elav. You got the ayom Hashem lekecha givati laaretz Hashem nishba Hashem lekein lotei lanu. He's saying, I came to this land that Hashem promised the avos to give us. He takes it from you and he puts it before the Mizbeach. So what is going on here? So the Sforno actually has a rather interesting approach. It's interesting because it's different than the typical approach of the Rambam, of a historical perspective, of the farmer realizing it, and you know, it's the first fruits are only really special to the farmer. Everybody else said just the same as all the other fruits. But we understand the concept of first fruits. People, you know, the first thing, the first dollar you ever earned, the first, you know, home run you ever hit, people remember their first in so many areas. So the Rambam says, okay, you know, make it about your love for HaKadosh Baruch Hu instead. So that's a rather common explanation. So the Sforno has a different explanation. He says, imagine how you get land. So sometimes in our society, Bavdavka, this guy in Eretz Yisrael. But a person gets a piece of land. How does it work? Somebody owns land. Somebody doesn't own land. So they make a deal. It's referred to as an aris. Okay, an aris is a tenant farmer. So the person who owns the land says, okay, I'll let you have the, you know, work on the land. And in return, you know, you give me half the produce. You know, you pay me some percentage of it or some set amount. And in return, you get to work the land and you earn the rest of the profits. So that's called arisut. So when somebody gives you land, you have to pay them at the end of the term. It's pretty straightforward. So it says the Sforno, that's what the Bikurim are as well. Asher nishba Hashem lokeinu labateinu latei lanu. In Roman, atadli l'chol zarecha acharecha. Hashem promised Abraham, I'm going to give you this land to your children. Fichach ani hager shebati la'aretz. I came from outside the land. I realized I'm only zochet to be in the land because it's a gift from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Therefore, because of Hashem's gift, I'm zochet to be here. Therefore, I'm bringing the Bikurim that's appropriate for me to give when somebody gives me a present or when somebody, Arisut, like I said, he rented out the land to me, so I have to give him his share. So when somebody gives me a gift and lets me stay in his land, so I have to give him a gift too. And somebody's renting it out to me, and those are the terms, so I have to give him his share. And the proof for the Sforno's idea comes in the next pasuk, where it says the Kohen takes it, and he puts it before the Mizbech. Says the Sforno, V'harot lo'odia asher bikurim lo'huvu l'kohen, aval huvu el hakel yitbarach. These aren't being given to the Kohen. The Kohen, in the end, eats them. But they're not being given to the Kohen. It's not like the Truma and the Maser in return for the Kohen and the Levim teaching us Torah and leading us and doing the Avodah and not having land. We all support them, etc. The Bikurim aren't part of that, says the Sforno. The Bikurim are really being given to Hashem. The Maaser, the Kohen eats them. None of the Kohen is Sharmano Rakuna. But the Ikar of the Bikurim is that it's being given to Hashem as either a matana or a risut, in appreciation for the fact that Karza Tov, being makir, that Hashem gave us the land, and therefore they're not being given to the Kohen, but as the Pasuk says, you put them before the Mizbeach. What happens? They don't get burnt on the Mizbeach. It's not like an Olaf, but the Kohen takes them afterwards. But as a part of the ceremony is that you take it to the Kohen, and you have to say this statement. That's a separate part of the mitzvah. You're saying, I came to this land, I realized I'm not from this land. I'm not native to this land. HaKadosh Baruch Hu brought me to this land, gave us this land as a matana, and therefore I'm doing my part and giving something to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that, says the Sforno, is the main idea behind the Bikurim. That it's really all an appreciation that Hashem gave us the land, and we're doing our part. When somebody does us a tova, we, you know, owe them a tova as well. When somebody does you a favor, it creates a chov. So Hashem did us the favor, promised us the land, gave us the land. We're zocheh to live on the land and grow fruit here. So we have to bring the first fruits to Kadosh Baruch Hu. That's the least that we owe him in return for the incredible favor he did by giving us the land.